With Montana News, I'm Madeline Broom. Montana senators split their votes along party lines Saturday as Congress nears final approval of the latest federal COVID-19 relief package. Republican Senator Steve Daines voted against President Joe Biden's $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief plan, calling it a, quote, liberal wish list, unquote. Daines said the bill included other items not related to COVID-19, including direct funding for states and money for transportation projects and schools. Democratic Senator John Tester voted in favor of the bill, highlighting the package's $94 million for Montana higher education institutions, $33 million for Montana airports, and $7.5 million for Montana transit agencies. Tester and Daines both backed a successful amendment to restore daily Amtrak service along the High Line, as well as reinstate employees who had been furloughed. Both senators supported amendments to resurrect the Keystone XL pipeline that ultimately failed. The Associated Press reports the $1.9 trillion bill approved Saturday carries direct payments of up to $1,400 for most Americans, extended emergency unemployment benefits, and spending for COVID-19 vaccines and testing. It also provides billions to states and cities, schools, and ailing industries. Senate passage sets up final congressional approval by the House. Not a single Republican backed the bill in the Senate or when it initially passed the House. That shows the partisan environment that's so far characterizing the early days of Biden's presidency. The new Southwest Montana Veterans Home welcomed its first resident today. The grand opening is a big deal in Butte, where regional veterans have waited nearly 30 years for a facility to call their own. Edward O'Brien reports.
80-year-old Bill Davis is the first of what will eventually be 60 veterans to call the $20 million facility home. Former state senator John Sesso says Southwest Montana vets needed a place to call their own.
Well over a third of the 100,000 veterans in Montana live in the southwestern part of the state. So this really gives a good geographical mix to where the veterans live by population in our state.
The Southwest Montana Veterans Home is the newest of three such facilities for veterans in Montana. The others are in Glendive and Columbia Falls. U.S. Senator John Tester, chairman of the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee, called the new Veterans Home in a press release a state-of-the-art facility. Governor Greg Gianforte was among local officials and veterans groups to welcome the first resident in Butte to the home. The Montana legislature is considering a $3 million proposal to fund construction of enclosed walkways between the facility's five housing cottages. A fundraising effort is also underway to build a sixth cottage, which Sesso says would provide residents with Alzheimer's care. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
Another Montanan faces federal charges for his alleged involvement with the insurgency at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Rachel Kramer with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports he was arrested at JFK Airport in New York on Saturday.
The federal government has charged Isaac Sturgeon, a lawn care business owner from Dillon, on 8 counts, including obstruction of justice, assaulting or resisting certain officers, going into restricted buildings or grounds, and engaging in physical violence at the Capitol. A Federal Bureau of Investigation affidavit says police body cameras captured footage of Sturgeon helping shove a metal barricade into Metro police officers during the insurrection. The federal agency also used tips and social media to identify the Dillon resident. Sturgeon's Instagram account shows multiple photos and videos, some with him posing in them, at the Capitol during the January 6th insurgency. Sturgeon flew to Kenya on January 24th, but was deported before his return flight home. Last spring, Sturgeon was one of the Montanans Republican Senator Steve Daines helped bring back to U.S. soil when commercial flights shut down due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Three other Montanans have been charged with crimes related to the Capitol attack. Rachel Kramer, YPR News.
This is MTPR.